Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. Just a note, Marty's going to announce something special that's going to go on Monday for first responders that I think people will be very interested in helping to support and participate in. That said, it's been a very challenging week and continues to be so for many. And joining us from KDK TV is Barry Pintar, who's been out surveying damage around the region. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Tuesday's storm was considered to be one of the worst in terms of in its totality, and we had winds up to 95 miles an hour. Hurricane force winds did a lot of damage in a really short period of time.
They did. And to put that in perspective, when we talk about tornadoes, which of course this was not, but an F1 tornado starts at 75 miles an hour. So imagine when we're in the 90 miles per hour. Pittsburgh Airport, for example, out where near where I live, right away measured wind gusts 71.3 miles per hour. As you talked about, some areas up to 90 miles an hour. And as you mentioned, I've been not only in Allegheny County, but other counties as well. And I'll tell you, just from being out there and traveling around, the thing that has really taken me back is just the vast, widespread destruction. Of course, when you're talking tornadoes, it doesn't happen that way. There's usually a narrow path of destruction. But yesterday I was in Armstrong County at the South Buffalo Volunteer Fire Department, where they were giving out free dinners to folks in that area, because check out this number, 75% of people in that area, 75% without power. And when you get into the rural areas, of course, because we're very urban, and sometimes urban people can't experience this as much, even though there are people in Allegheny County with what I'm talking about, well water. When you factor in someone who relies on well water, now they don't only have electricity, they also don't have water. And real quickly, we're not talking just water coming out of the sink. We've lost water before, but water to flush the toilet for days and days. What are we on? Day four now, three, four. We're looking to day seven. So it's incredible the vast number of people that have been affected. And real quickly, one more quick thing, because I attended press conferences yesterday in the city and the county where Duquesne Light was there, Director of Emergency Services was there. Of course, the mayor, county executive, all these people working together. And I talked to the head of Pittsburgh in terms of cleaning up and just getting everything in line. And I said, how does this compare to some of the worst weather events we've ever had? And he said, well, you know, we had the tornado that touched down in Mount Washington. That was a big deal. We had the microburst in Squirrel Hill. That was a big deal. But this is unprecedented because of the vast, the wide, the expansive damage done to so many people. So, yeah, it's just extraordinary. Not getting this from me, who I believe that from seeing it firsthand, but whether you're talking to Duquesne Light, the cities, the counties around our area, they're all just saying unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented.
Yeah, Barry, I covered tropical weather storms and hurricanes in both Louisiana and Florida for quite a long time. And when I looked out my window during that storm and saw the trees bending over like it was a hurricane, I wondered just how vast this was going to be. And people talk tornado, and you, it's a great illustration you used about a narrow path, but the area of destruction in our region is hurricane-like, don't you think?
Absolutely. And even worse, Larry, I think, because again, when I was out that within an hour after that, KDKA TV had me out reporting, surveying the damage, interviewing people. And what I experienced and what other people told me as I was interviewing them, that one of the shocking things about this drastic weather event is that it really felt like, when I say 1 minute, I'm literally meaning 1 minute as in 60 seconds. One woman told me, I was outside playing catch football with my son, and within 1 minute, this deep wind felt like it fell from the sky, and debris was hitting me in the face, and we just ran to the basement. So even when you're talking about hurricanes and tornadoes, there's a kind of an approach. This just, all one moment it felt calm, and then bam, it just hit us. And within that hour, again, vast county by county, southwestern Pennsylvania, just this insane amount of regional destruction.
And therein lies the issue with manpower to do the cleanup. Some trees are still laying on wires in roadways, in neighborhoods, so the cleanup effort continues. Barry, appreciate your time this morning as always, my man. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Larry.
Barry Pintar from KDKA TV.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.